this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
I'm Gay.
And we are your hosts with the posts. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you? We're sitting in my yard.
Yeah, we're doing one of the classic yard records. We got a fire going, even though it's the warmest it's been in 3 months down here.
That's okay. It was 85 today. It'll cool off here in a bit.
Yeah. Down to about 82 here before we know it. And then with the fire, I feel like it's 86. So it's going to be exactly what we want. Is anything going on in your little world over there?
You know, I got a date tomorrow night. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. So. Back to the Christian's dating conundrum. What the hell is it? What were we calling that?
That was a companionship corner.
That's right. Okay.
We've had so many bits that have been so short-lived. But everybody seems to remember them except for us. I wonder what that's all about. Yeah, so looking forward to that. Going to get back on the saddle there. Also, folks, we're drinking Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda.
Yeah.
Straight from Flavortown.
Yeah, we were highly impressed by the Super Bowl commercial with Guy Fieri.
As capitalist lovers, yeah, we were.
It's the three things you like, Bud Light, Seltzer, and Hard Soda together. I got a classic cola. It's not bad.
Yeah, cool.
I don't mind it at all. And I got an orange soda over here, too. That's pretty damn good. So.
Oh, you're doubling them. You're doing them both?
I just want to be rude and crack one open. That's how I explain my addiction away. No, I'll just open up like 7 or 8 right away so I don't have to worry about hearing a noise during the podcast. No, don't worry. I got it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to ruin anyone's experience.
Wouldn't want anybody to open a beer immediately, directly into the microphone of the podcast.
People, that never happens on podcasts. It would feel so foreign to people listening at home. Well, everyone's talking about it, of course. The 2022 AMBYs nominations were announced, of course, which is the Podcast Academy's awards for Podcast of the Year.
Okay.
But we have a ton of nominations in a ton of different categories. Of course, it's just a thrill to be nominated. I'm going to go through a couple of these, and we'll see which ones we really liked. Let's start with the Best Comedy Podcast.
Okay.
First off, we have Best Friends with Nicole Byer and then another black woman. We got How Did This Get Made, which is a movie podcast from Earwolf with Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, I believe.
Yeah.
And some bitch. Nosy Neighbors, never heard of it. It's a Spotify original. Looks to have two black people in that one.
Okay, good for. I'm glad you're calling out the race.
We have the Sarah Silverman podcast. Not black, but well. NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Really?
Which, if you ever listen to that, is laugh a second.
That's okay.
We have Why Won't You Date Me with Nicole Byer, another black.
Another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
That's considered a podcast now?
They have, it's what's called the Ears Edition. So I'm guessing it's just the audio of the television show, which is very funny.
That sucks.
Let's see, Best Sports Podcast.
Okay.
Crushed, which is a baseball thing. Don't know. False Idol appears to be, I'm just looking at the pictures on the
their describing podcast. Describing the episode artwork, okay.
Well, let me see if there is something on here. I don't know what that is. Then we have On the Bump, which is about baseball pitchers. Spinsters, which I think is about, looks to be basketball.
It's all about the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, we have The Long Game, which looks to be a social justice sports one.
Oh. Very cool.
Sounds awesome.
Two of my favorite things.
Uh-huh. Best podcast for kids. I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm just going to skip over that one because that would probably
Cocomelon,
impress me.
Right? Okay.
Best society and culture podcast. Mm. So we have Billy Was a Black Woman. Mm. Ear Hustle, which appears to be a black guy hosting that.
What Okay.
We have Into America, which looks to be a black guy hosting it. Higher Learning, which has two black people hosting it. Boy, if you didn't know anything about podcasts, you'd think every single podcast is hosted by a black guy or a black woman. Best Entertainment Podcast, Back Issue, with two black women.
Okay.
Even The Rich, which just looks to be one black woman, then a white woman.
Okay, you got
to Rory
stop.
And Maul is one black man in that. The Plot Thickens, that looks to be a white woman. Best Personal Growth and Spirituality Podcast.
Oh,
I think I know what we're going to get here. Great Grief, that is a black woman. Money Moves, that's a black woman. Soul Affirmations, that's a black woman and a black man.
Soul. Yeah.
Call Your Grandmother. That looks to be two white women. It's either white women, black women, black men, or...
gay white guys, like
yeah.
us.
But there was another... I saw a category that was best, I think, indie podcast. Which is... and I remember looking these up earlier. And so here's the best indie podcast nominees. Aftershock. An Arm and a Leg. Because I Said So. Earth Eclipsed, What Happened in Skinner, Blood and Justice, and Walls on Prime, which appears to be some sort of Walmart Amazon Prime fiction story.
Oh, boy. Like a Welcome to Night Vale, but it's...
Yeah, but what's fascinating is I went to their Twitter, and they have 7 followers.
But they're they're the best indie podcast.
Yeah, they're a finalist for the best indie podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to guess, just like good old Hollywood itself.
There's some pay to play going on here.
Yeah, and these are
here.
Just like whatever the hell the Ambies are. I'm going to guess it's just a bunch of assholes in Brooklyn giving
sure.
each other pats on the back. Podcast of the year, 9/12, which is about the day after 9/11.
God, ugh.
A Slight Change of Plans with Maya Shankar. Believe Her, which is about domestic abuse.
Oh,
that sounds
no,
awesome.
Boy.
Have You Heard George's Podcast? Looks to be a black guy on that one. This rocks. Oh, Bill Simmons got one. Hey, good for him. Limonada Media is one of the companies. I'm going to guess, I'm going to go apply for us to be a part of that network.
Okay.
Their lead podcast is called The Untold Story Criminal Justice.
Okay. We'll fit right in.
Add to Cart, which is two Asian women. In Recovery with a black woman. Yeah, we're going to fit right in with all these shows.
Well, hey, congratulations to all our contemporaries over
yes,
there.
Yes, all our colleagues. All and, of the...
A big fuck you to all of our listeners for not voting enough for us to get on there. So
yep.
Do better, you fucking pigs.
I think we just need to, one of us just needs to be black. That'll help a lot.
Which one of us is going to do the Soul Man treatment and change our entire life? Who has less to lose at this point? Well,
we know the answer to that.
I think we know the answer, right? Yep. Almost immediately. Yeah. Yep.
Well, great. So... I'm going to guess one of the reasons we weren't picked is because our podcast is bad, but another, but beyond that, I think it's because we're not reading enough posts, which I think we should do right now.
Great. Excellent segue. Makes me really excited to start the show. Hey, folks, how about another Chantix review sent in by our lovely friend of the show, Alyssa? I smoked for 41 years and tried to quit on my own. No luck. I tried the patch, ha ha. I could have plastered my body in them and no luck. Could not use gum as I lost 12 teeth in a horse accident, but I tried Chantix and only got a little tense a few times, but it made it so easy for me. I gave been tobacco free 2 years in February. Thank you, Chantix. 10 out of 10.
Nice.
What? A success story.
Yeah, finally. I know they had to be out there. And they're for people to... Been smoking for 40 years and lost their teeth in a horse accident.
A horse accident. Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone like that's probably not going to give in to the suicidal tendencies of these.
It's like, these I've already pills. Lost one half of my teeth to a horse accident, yeah. Whatever that could possibly mean.
I don't care.
I know, yeah. My will to live has been reinvigorated.
Just walking around with no teeth, huh?
That's got to be tough, man.
That's a good look, though, isn't it?
You know, teeth are a lot of trouble.
That's true.
Fuck and I've often thought about how great it would be just to have them all yanked out and then just go the denture route. Never have to worry about them ever again.
Just gum it up?
Just gum it up. Sure, why not? What are they doing for me?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I would miss. I guess maybe wings.
Ribs, wings. Yeah.
I would drink a wing paste. I don't know. The fuck?
Well, if you get the flats, you can just twist them off and then rip them up and gnaw on them.
And just sort of drop them down your throat.
Yeah. You don't even have to, yeah.
That sounds great. Something to look forward to.
Very soon, probably.
Yeah. It's right around the corner, no doubt. So I found this post from, this is back in December, and I took note of it, but forgot to do it around the appropriate time. It was tweeted out by a user named Haley Adams XXX. Whose profile reads, 32, mm-hmm. Z, Zer, they, them,
okay.
Polyam, polygender, pan, ageosexual lesbian, which I believe we just discussed.
We just discussed, yeah.
Ageosexual. Well, or did we?
Yes.
Okay. The timing of all these things. Anarchist, BLM, and Otter Sona.
Great.
Millennials, age 25 to 40, are the largest demographic, and we are still somehow forced to listen to Christmas music every year. Not a single millennial is ever excited for Christmas music because so many of us have trauma from being forced to work retail jobs during the holidays. Ah yes, the time of the year we remember cultural appropriation through genocide, listen to 12 variations of the same 7 songs, half of which are racist towards indigenous populations, avoid homophobic tax evaders ringing a bell, and make misogynistic jokes about a spiced gourd beverage.
Oh, okay. Pumpkin spice latte, is that
what that is?
I think so, yeah.
That seems
that's
out of
a season. Stretch. That's a stretch.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm trying to think what Christmas songs are racist against indigenous people.
Maybe she's like enveloping a... Or
Thanksgiving as well.
Xi is bringing in Thanksgiving to the mix as well.
Just the entire second half of the year is problematic, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with the idea that the songs are annoying, but just because I've heard them 1,000 times.
Sure.
But
and you know what? When they try to come out with a new Christmas song, none of them really stick. You know,
it's hard to. Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get a banger. Kelly Clarkson got a good one a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was decent. I think that was a decent one. And then, like, everyone's trying to do replicate like the Mariah Carey thing or something.
Yeah, not gonna happen. That is a song I feel like I could never have to hear again in my life.
Butterfly.
Actually, I hate
when they play
good,
that during the
holidays.
That's
a pretty good one too.
I can't even think of what that song sounds like. Sweet.
Sweet fantasy baby.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I most likely pounded my pud to that music video.
Got the CD, pulled the cover out of the jewel case, open it up to the poster-sized picture of Mariah Carey and just...
Is that true?
...nutting all over it.
Oh, boy. Beating off to CD cases, that's... what a
Our
what
younger
a
listeners
time.
Will never know what that's like.
Yeah.
And more power to him, I guess. Hey, yeah. This is from R. Am I the Asshole? My boyfriend and I are quarantined in my apartment at the moment. The other day, I went into the bathroom and found a couple of half-wet, brownish-stained clumps of toilet paper, 2 to 3 sheets, stuck to the tiles on the wall opposite the toilet. I was confused about what they were, but didn't mention them the first time I saw them, thinking he'd get rid of them the next time he went to the toilet. They were still there a few hours later, so at some point I asked him what it was and if he could clean it up. He said he didn't know, but quickly went and threw them into the toilet. I was confused and didn't mention it again. A few days later, another clump appeared on the wall. The stains could have been shit or maybe blood, or unlikely as probably it would look different, soil from plants, so I wanted to know what it was so I could determine if it'd be okay to clean it up. We've had a semi-long distant relationship and regularly spend several days up to a couple weeks together at either of our places, and I've never seen this before at his place or mine. I said that there was toilet paper on the wall again and asked what it was. He said he didn't know and threw it away again. I explained why I was asking, that I didn't understand how he can't know. He seemed uncomfortable and said, I don't know, I could only speculate. I said that I would like to know. He asked why I wanted to know so desperately. I said I didn't want to pressure him, but it was just a really weird situation. He said too late regarding pressuring and that I was being super inconsiderate. At some point he said, it's shit, what else would it be? He was now super pissed off at me for repeatedly asking him about it, despite him being visibly uncomfortable. I still don't understand what the fuck was going on, and we didn't talk for a few hours. At some point, I asked if he wanted to talk about it more. He said he hadn't changed his mind about anything and that I'd been super hurtful. I said I'd just been asking him a question that I understandably wanted an answer to. He said I'd been super pushy and was now gaslighting him by saying I'd only asked a simple question in a level-headed way and implying he had overreacted. I said I didn't claim to have been completely level-headed the entire time. We were having an argument, and of course frustration rose on both sides as it went along, but that he'd been very defensive from the start. I told him he could have just told me, it's shit, I'm embarrassed and don't want to talk about how it got there, but it won't happen again, and I would have accepted that, and I didn't think I'd been unfairly pressuring him. I wasn't trying to force him to tell me anything he didn't want to tell me, but I did deserve to know what it was. He said it's not for me to decide whether he felt pressured and that I'm minimizing his feelings. He doesn't want to let it go until I apologize. Am I the asshole? Incredibly, a number of this responses to this were calling her the asshole, and that it's none of her business what he does in the bathroom. So imagine that people that actively use Reddit think that the guy sticking wet pieces of toilet paper with shit on them on the wall is in the right here. So
yeah, what's this guy's strategy exactly?
Just like feigning ignorance, like, oh, I don't know. That is wacky.
Wow. And then like four times later, it's like, wow, jeez, I just, yeah.
You know, I couldn't tell.
What exactly is happening there? What is he doing?
He's bored. He's shitting, and he's playing with his shit, and he's sticking on the wall, and then either forgetting about it, or he wants to get caught. There's a number of different things that could be going on.
And then him doing the classic Uno reversal. Actually, you're gaslighting. I'm not doing anything wrong.
My body, my choice. I do what I want to with my own shit.
God, this guy's
boy.
That's really disgusting.
One of the last things I would ever want to do is see or experience my own shit. I want it out of my body and gone as quickly as possible. Just.
Well, he does too. He just wants it on the wall. I guess I don't really know what his plan. What is
not
thinking.
For his enjoyment? It's for everybody else to experience, right?
Yeah, this is like something like a. Like a weird 4-year-old would do.
Oh, for sure,
right?
Yeah. A kid left to their own devices. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a presumably probably 28 to 32-year-old man.
Yeah. Who knows what else this guy's hiding?
Girl, you're in danger.
Yeah. I think the first couple times you see that, you get like, all right, I don't even have to ask him. I just need to get the hell out of here. What am I doing? Because that's not, you can't have like a, like, I've read all these books about how to communicate with your partner. Like, that's not what's going to happen
this,
here. This guy
no,
puts
this
his
guy
shit
is...
on the wall. You need to get out of there.
There's some deeper set issues here, for sure.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Good luck to them. Have fun quarantining.
Yep. A woman posted this over to Reddit. Am I the asshole for how I handled the pizza creep?
Okay.
I'm a member of a group that convenes monthly to discuss current events.
God damn.
After our last meeting, someone suggested getting pizza. One of our members slid up and said they knew a great place to get pizza, a small independent pizzeria. Well, I'm all about supporting small businesses, so I agreed. When we arrived, the manager was very off. He greeted my fellow group members very enthusiastically. He called her something in Italian that sounded weirdly intimate. He led us to a table and then handed out menus. We ordered without issue, even though his vibes were very unsettling. After he left, I asked the group member who recommended the place if they knew him personally, and they said no. They said they just went to the pizzeria a lot and was friendly with the manager. Before our pizzas arrived, he brought us an order of garlic knots. None of us ordered any garlic knots, and I tried to correct his mistake. He said that they were complimentary as a thanks for choosing his establishment. I thought this was very presumptuous. After he left, I mentioned to the table that I thought it inappropriate to serve food that no one ordered because someone might be allergic. The group members said the knots were made from the same type of dough as the pizza we all ordered, so there was no way anyone was allergic. Still, I didn't have any. After our pizzas arrived, we ate without issue. The problem was when the bill arrived. No one was charged for their drinks, even though prices are listed on the menu. I pointed this out to the manager, to the annoyance of the group. He said it was a perk of being a regular. I said that I wasn't a regular, and he said he hoped I would decide to become one after today. At that point, I'd had enough. I said his behavior was creepy and asked for my bill to be fixed. He looked upset, but he took the bill. The other members of the group got annoyed with me. The one who had recommended the pizzeria was visibly angry, saying that I embarrassed them and potentially ruined the awesome discounts they get. I said that I felt uncomfortable with his overly familiar behavior, and that the free food felt like a power play, a way to feel as though he had authority over us. They rolled their eyes and said I was ridiculous. Then they got up to talk to the manager. Am I the asshole? And user Brandon Bad Takes responded, "You're the asshole. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't go out in public and interact with people anymore. Just stay home and be miserable." Which is good.
Just imagine having like excellent service, being like, "Oh my god, something like, is horribly wrong.
What is happening? What kind of bullshit power play is this guy on?" This Italian immigrant is just like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Like, I'm so glad my favorite customer, who's so nice to me, comes in twice a week. I see you brought your friends. This is great.
Perfect. I'm gonna make the customers all happy, and this just awful bitch.
Yeah, this Velma from Scooby-Doo looking bitch is just. Don't worry, guys. How dare you? I'll fix this. Don't worry. I'll make sure we're all charged the proper amount.
Yeah.
Not eating the free garlic. Oh my god! What a dumb bitch. They're free, and they're garlic knots. I would eat garlic knots out of the trash at a pizzeria.
Yeah, if I just like went to your bathroom to piss after this, and there was garlic knots like in the trash can next to the toilet with like toilet paper wadded up on top of the knots, I'm like, well, I could scoop it out of there.
Just go brush it off. Run it under the sink quick. Yeah. Still good.
Garlic knots rock, dude.
Oh man, yeah. And I mean, yeah, they also cost like 2 cents to make. Yeah. So
it's a dough and garlic, a little bit of butter. Now you're good to go.
This woman sounds like the most miserable person in the entire universe. That's a special kind of unhappy person to extend that onto everybody else involved.
Yeah, I don't know if she's, you know, just this creepy Italian guy being a little too nice to their non-binary friend or whatever.
Our group that meets to discuss current events.
Ugh. Ugh.
You can just imagine what everybody looks like. It's like they cast a Rent over there.
Yeah, it sounds horrific.
Horrible.
Like, can't you just like hang out with your friends and talk about it? Why you gotta have a group meeting about it? Is there a next step to these meetings?
Who's keeping minutes? Right, yeah. Terrible. Well, this is a tweet from somebody that probably would join that group immediately if they heard about it. Some account called Anarcho Wabbit tweeted, "The maintenance man snitched to my landlord about the cat. I have to get rid of her. I'm very sad. ACAB includes landlords and class traitor maintenance staff." Mm. An account at Smoots Deluxe replied, "Willfully violating the terms of an agreement you entered voluntarily and refusing to pay restitution to your trading partner is not anarchy, it's crime. You've used someone's property without their consent, which is theft, which is violence.
Ooh.
ACAB includes criminals."
So apparently ACAB doesn't really mean anything anymore at this point.
It's just all
citizens
are bad. Yeah.
Yeah. What you're just saying is people I don't like are bad.
Well, that's a general outlook online, is it not?
Yeah. So, I guess you can get away with that.
Landlords ACAB.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, feel free to not like landlords, but when you have a cat, when they say you can't have a cat,
do not be surprised if they.
There's a good chance they're going to find out.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to get rid of the cat. So keep that in mind when you go into that situation. Or figure out a way to keep the cat and still, you know, just do something that's not... like, I got a cat. Chances are I'm going to have to get rid of the cat. Oh, no, I have to get rid of the cat. Well, the cat is gone now.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Who could have guessed it?
Not a good pet owner, if that was...
You it's went true. Into it knowing that. You know what? But 90% of the people that end up getting pets are not good pet owners.
That's true,
so,
yeah.
Your darling hosts included, so.
Yeah. I shouldn't have any animals or kids or anything.
Yeah, you should be out wandering the roads, living life like David Banner, hopping from one town to the next and solving problems and then disappearing in the night.
It should be like HBO's The Hitchhiker from the mid-80s. Do you remember that one?
No. Who was that?
This is one of those shows I remember really just seeing on TV as a kid. I remember it had a theme song that was real spooky to me as a kid. I'm going to play it for you guys right now. Because it sounded like it's the kind of song that, like when you're like five, feels haunting. It's a cool intro, though. Let me see if I can see crank it up here. Just kill some time. See if I can do it. It's kind of spooky, huh?
It's very of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it just has like a guy. Like he's just walking down the road. He's a hitchhiker.
And like that's what he does. It's just each episode. No idea what goes on in it. Great. Okay.
I just remember that theme song and then the guy slowly walking.
It's great how minds work. That, you know, one of my base memories from childhood is I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but the Stephen King movie Sleepwalkers about the werecats.
Yeah, that one. That's a weird fucking movie, man.
It's a weird movie, and when it first came out, they would run the trailer for it on TV. And, yeah,
it's a made-for-TV movie, I believe.
Right. So they had a trailer for it, and I believe it was Unchained Melody was the theme to it.
Yes.
Or some other doo-wop song or something.
Yeah, it was that one.
And I remember being so scared of the trailer that song is still unpalatable to me. Because it scared me so much that it's like a fight or flight response when I hear it now.
Yeah. My wife loves that song. And I remember the first time she played it, I was like, yeah, this song's creepy because of the movie Sleepwalker. That's something we have in common. Because it's like...
It's so... What a...
Because without the context of the movie, it's just like this, like, you know, nice, slow...
Lovely song,
you know, holding your darling to your chest, doing a slow dance. But in the movie, it's like it's a mother and son
incestual
couple
cat.
Who turned into cats, and then one of them gets their eyes stabbed out with a piece of glass while the song's playing. And it's very odd. It's a shit dog shit movie. I gotta watch that soon. I'd love to. I remember taping it as a kid, or my mom did, or something.
Tell you what, in the next, why don't we do a bonus where we get together and we'll watch that, and then we'll do a...
Yeah, that would be for a Frightful October, whatever the hell that thing is. We'll do that. Here's a top comment on the Hitchhiker theme. As a kid, this show, Tales from the Crypt and Unsolved Mysteries, scared me to death.
Yeah?
Yep. This theme song used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid. This music horrified me as a child.
just upping, ramping up.
Yo, this beat was scary and gangsta at the same time. Yeah. Music gives me goosebumps, says Mark Homer.
So good, dude.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a scary show or that's just... But, I mean, look at that. Look at that font they use. That's like horror font, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's like a slasher movie font for sure.
It might be that. I don't know. It's probably not a romantic comedy, I would guess.
No. Nope. No, it's no Caroline in the City, that's for sure.
That's a jaunty number, I think, if I recall correctly. Let's play that. A woman named Ashley Stevens tweeted this out. The only way to get me to vote in 2022 and beyond is to literally pay me. Pay me and every working class person to go to the polls. Pay us in stimulus checks, debt forgiveness, health care, whatever. But a check needs to clear before I get off my ass to vote. And another woman named Amanda quoted that and added this.
Okay.
She's not even pretending. Just straight up saying, quote, I'm white, straight, cisgender, with bills, and only my wallet matters to me. Well, another woman named Jules responded to that and pointed out that Ashley is black, dumbass. To which Amanda said, well, it's the whitest fucking thing I've heard in a long goddamn time. And a lot of people got mad at her, but Amanda, like every other dumb white woman online, doubled down.
Yep.
And added this, apparently I pissed off the I only will fight fascism and white supremacy if I get paid for it part of Twitter.
Oh, that's a part now?
Yeah. Frankly, okay. I don't care. If you won't fight for yourself and for others without a paycheck, you might as well be the whitest fucking Karen that ever complained at a Kohl's. Oh, I'm sorry I called her white. Not sorry for saying she's got the same sense of entitlement of a white, cisgender, heterosexual whose only problem is they can't afford Macy's. I'm sorry I called her white, even though it was probably the most entitled white person thing I've heard on Twitter all day.
Outside of my own tweets.
Yeah, outside of everything I'm doing. Right now. Like, if you just said, hey, you're a fucking moron. You don't
That's
have
the
to
easiest
that.
Thing to do. You just say, shut the fuck up, and you move on, and you don't reply to anything that they say back to you. It's like, you've made your point. You don't have to engage.
You don't even have to engage at all.
You don't.
Well,
you
could just not be on Twitter, which would be the solution to everyone.
Boy, that would, yeah, that would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it?
But yeah, just don't call someone white when you're just not even sure if they're white or not.
Just like, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you may be black, but you're acting very white right
now. Yeah, you need to calm down, sister. You are acting awfully white right now. You need to add some melanin to that, to your tweets, you know? That's what she should. I'm going to start saying that to anyone that starts acting up online. Maybe one of these podcast hosts out there.
Yeah, go ahead and just DM Nicole Byer. And
yeah, who's very popular.
She sure is. You know what? She's got a TV show with John Cena going on. She's got a couple Netflix shows. She is
she came in at the exact right time for that kind of person.
I guess. Yeah, she's reaching Steve Harvey levels of
Steve Harvey's classic nickname, Steve Level Harvey, because he's on the level.
Yeah, that's brother, you ain't kidding.
Bye.